Hello, I'm Michelle Pawley, The Guardian's online children's books editor, and I'm delighted to be in the studio with Michelle Paver, author of the best-selling Chronicles of Darkness series. Now, you've just published the sixth and final book in the series, Ghost Hunter, and you're going to be reading as a passage. And that book concludes the story of Torak, Wolf and Wren and their adventures. Perhaps you'd like to start by giving us a bit of background on the series and who these characters are and where it's set.
Sure. Well, you need to take your mind back 6,000 years to the Stone Age. If you want to get technical, it's the late Mesolithic. So we're in the time of the hunter-gatherers. The story takes place in Northern Europe, somewhere in Northern Europe. And the hero is Torak. He starts off as a boy of 12 in Wolf Brother, the first book. His father's killed and he has to fulfill his destiny throughout the six books by fighting and defeating seven evil soul eaters, mages, who've gone to the bad. But he has two friends. He makes friends with a girl called Wren from the Raven Clan, who's a good friend to have because she's the best shot in the forest with a bow and arrow. And he makes friends with a wolf cub called Wolf. And part of the story is told through Wolf's point of view. And I've tried to make him a real wolf and Torak and Wren real hunter-gatherers. So it's an adventure story, but with a hunter-gatherer flavour.
And their adventure concludes in Ghost Hunter,
that's
last
right.
Book.
Ghost Hunter is the one where the stakes are highest because there's only one soul eater left and she's the scariest of all. She's Eostra, the Eagle Owl Mage. And it's winter, and Torak and Wren and Wolf have to confront Eostra in her lair in the Mountain of Ghosts. And she's plotting to rule the world, basically, and she wants to rule not only the living, but the dead. So in a sense, it brings the story, and Torak's story in particular, full circle. I'm going to read a bit from the middle. You don't need to know the story, of course, for Ghost Hunter yet. It's winter, as I said, and for days Torak and Wren and Wolf have been struggling across the snowbound fells in search of the mountain clans, but they haven't eaten for 2 days. And while this is no problem for Wolf, it's a big problem for Torak and Wren, and they're getting weak. They've got to find food, and on the fells, that means reindeer. By mid-morning, they reached a river, which surprisingly was still awake. It rushed noisily between stony hills crowned with three more of the strange turf men. Its shallows were free of ice. Torak and Wren grubbed up clumps of brilliant green horsetails and munched the swollen root buds raw. As he straightened up, Torak's head whirled. The horsetails had done little to assuage his hunger. His belly was beginning to hurt. Wren slumped on a rock and took off her snow mask. Her eyes were ringed with blue shadows. "You'd think there'd be fish in it," she said, "but I haven't seen any." They glanced at each other. How long could they carry on? "When we find the reindeer," said Torak, "I'm going to eat a whole one, starting at the neck and working my way down. I'll kill another one for you." She smiled wanly. He squatted to refill his water skin. "What river is this, anyway?" "I don't know and I don't care. If I don't get meat soon, I'll eat my medicine pouch." But Torak had stopped listening. Whipping off his mitten, he plucked something from the water. "What is it?" said Wren. He showed her. A light brown hair, as long as his thumb. Reindeer. "They must be upstream," said Wren. They listened. The river was too loud. Its banks were boulder-strewn and impassable. They'd have to make a lengthy detour around the hills or climb them. They decided to climb. It would be quicker and give them a better view of what lay on the other side. Climbing proved harder than they expected. Torak was appalled at how weak he'd become. Black spots swam before his eyes, and every step was an effort. Beside him, Wren's breath came in gasps. Wolf appeared above them, pausing beside a turf man before racing down to Torak. His fur was fluffed up with excitement. "Reindeer, hurry, we hunt!" Torak translated for Wren. Behind her snow mask, her eyes gleamed. "Let's go." Swiftly, Torak told his pack brother in wolf talk that he must hunt without them, as he'd have a better chance of making a kill. Wolf didn't argue and disappeared over the hill. The thrill of the hunt gave Torak and Wren new strength. As they neared the top of the hill, they dropped to the ground and belly crawled. Reindeer have keen senses. If there were any on the other side, it was vital not to spook them. Slipping his bow from his shoulder, Torak took an arrow from his quiver. Wren had already done so. She'd also tied back her red hair and tucked it inside her hood so the prey couldn't see. Catching his eye, she touched her clan creature feathers and gave him her familiar sharp-toothed grin. The wind chilled Torak's face. Good! It was blowing his scent away from the prey. Stealthily he crawled forwards. He crested the ridge. He caught his breath. Below him the hill fell away to the glittering sweep of the river. Another river flowed across it, a river of reindeer. Clouds of frosty breath hazed golden in the sun from thousands of muzzles. The air rang with the bleating of calves and the grunts of their mothers, the nasal hoots of rutting bucks. And beneath it all, like the beating of a great heart, the steady drumming of thousands of hooves. Torak had only ever seen small groups of reindeer in the forest. Awestruck, he watched the herd flowing slowly, purposefully, endlessly across the river. The hill where he lay dropped steeply through a thicket of willows to a flat expanse of gravelly riverbank, then rose again to another hill, also thick with willows. He guessed that the gap in between was one of the reindeer's ancient crossing places. Finkedin had once told him that the herds have followed the trails of their ancestors for thousands of winters. He saw how they converged in a dense press of bodies as they passed through the gap. He saw the lifted heads and jostling antlers of swimming reindeer, the quick heave as they climbed the banks and scattered on the other side. He knew that this river of life would be trailed by many hunters. Eagles, wolves, ravens, wolverines, people. But where were the people? He spotted Rip and Rek flying high, turning their heads from side to side as they searched for carcasses. He saw a buck rise on its hind legs and run a few paces to warn the others of danger, then thud to earth and charge a wolverine who bounded away. And there in the distance was Wolf, a grey shadow at the edge of the herd, seeking an abandoned calf or a reindeer too sick or injured to put up a fight. But no people. Just three more turf men on the hill opposite, standing with antler arms outstretched. Wren whispered in his ear, "We're out of arrow shot. We've got to get downhill into the thicket." She was right. Forget about people. The only thing that mattered now was meat.